The Georgia Radio Reading Service now presents your Disability Rights Independent Living Update for February 2017.
Ed Roberts, a student with significant disabilities in the 1960s, is considered the father of the independent living movement. His efforts to help organize his fellow students with disabilities with issues such as housing, personal care, wheelchair repairs, and similar, grew to efforts to help organize non-student community members with disabilities who were experiencing the same barriers in life. The outcome of all this was the first Center for Independent Living. In the decades since, there are now more than 500 Centers for Independent Living all over the United States. Centers for Independent Living, or CILs, are characterized by being non-residential, community-based, grassroots, not-for-profit, cross-disability organizations run by and for people with disabilities. There are currently 9 such centers for independent living in Georgia. They are the Northwest Georgia Center for Independent Living, which is based in Rome and serves Northwest Georgia; the Disability Resource Center, which is based in Demarest and serves Northeast Georgia; Multiple Choices in Athens serves their surrounding counties; Disability Link is based in Tucker and serves the 12-county Metro Atlanta area; Disability Connections is based in Macon and serves the surrounding Middle Georgia counties; Access to Independence is based in Columbus; Walton Options is based in Augusta; Living Independence for Everyone, or LIFE, is based in Savannah and serves Georgia's coastal counties; and Bainbridge Advocacy Individual Network, or BAIN, is based in Bainbridge and serves the southwest of Georgia. However, there are still about 50, approximately a third of Georgia's 159 counties, that's 1 million people, or 14% of Georgians with disabilities, that are yet unserved by a Center for Independent Living. With the Georgia legislative session that begins on January the 9th, 2017, that might change. Advocacy is underway for Georgia's General Assembly to invest $750,000 to expand the Centers for Independent Living so that everyone has access to the programs and services that CILs provide. Services that address barriers such as access to education, employment, healthcare, housing and transportation. Services such as home modifications, assistive technology, employment classes, and indeed classes of all types. In fiscal year 2015, the individuals CILs assisted to achieve independence included 83% who report greater independence because of that CIL, 73% of whom report having learned to speak up, and 55% who say that the services they receive kept them out of a nursing facility. If you would like to know more about Centers for Independent Living, contact your local center or the Georgia Statewide Independent Living Council at www.silcga.org or 770-270-6860 and sign up to get involved.
Disability Rights is an update on the who, what, where, when, and how of advocating for your rights and brought to you by Disability Link. Please call Disability Link toll-free at 1-800-239-2507 or visit the website www.disabilitylink.org.